The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
When we come to these gatherings, it's important that we're here not just with our bodies, not just with our minds, but also with our hearts. The stories that I like to begin the lecture with, or the ahadith I quote, are for the purposes of reviving the heart. When we come to these gatherings, it's an honor. It's tawfiq from Allah. It's an opportunity that He created for us. And it's important that we acknowledge this and feel the gratitude in our hearts. And by doing so, Allah says, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you thank me, I will give you more. We're told that one time, two of the companions of Imam Ridha alayhi salam came to him. One of them, his name was Ahmad, the other was named Al-Husayn. They come to the Imam alayhi salam, they're devout followers, they love him, he's their leader, but they have a complaint. So when they go to him, they say to him that, oh, our Imam, life used to be good for us, but things have changed recently. We're going through some tough times right now. So could you make a dua so that things go back to the way they were before? And one of the things we're told in numerous traditions from the Ahlul Bayt is that the Imams are always praying for their followers. We're also told that they're aware of what they're going through. And we're told that when we go through struggles, there's particular attention that our Imams, as their job as being our leaders, that they are aware of those particular struggles that we're going through. In this case, Imam Ridha alayhi salam wants to test them. And I know that many of us, when we're coming to these gatherings, for a period of time, we're here and we're transported to a different world where we hear about these great ones, our heroes, our loved ones. But what we're putting aside are sometimes some deep problems and challenges that we're going through. And we're wondering that, can we find a relief from these problems? So these two men asked the Imam, is there some way that we can go back to the way we were before? The Imam asked them a question. He says that, do you wish to be kings on this earth, but that you should lose ma antum alay? Ma antum alay is an expression in hadith which means that you should lose your wilaya of the Ahlul Bayt, meaning that you lose your faith and your adherence to the guardianship of the Ahlul Bayt. Are you willing to give up your being a Shia and to become a king on the earth? They told him emphatically that, O Imam, even if we were to be given the entire earth filled with gold and silver, we would never, ever want to give up our faith and our being adherence to you. The value of knowing the Ahlul Bayt, the value of having them be our role models, our leaders, of having them be our heroes, is something which is very precious. And these two men knew it. So the Imam alayhi salam was happy with their answer, and now he wanted to advise them. He says to them that, he quotes to them the verse from the Quran in Surah Saba 34:13, where Allah Ta'ala says, اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. O family of Dawood, act in a way that you are grateful. And how little of my servants are grateful. How few of them are grateful. So first of all, he advises them, you should have an attitude of gratitude. And then he goes on to say that, have a good opinion of God. Because somebody who has a good opinion of God, God is with them where they put him. Meaning that, let's say that we say that, okay, we're trying our best. We've identified our faith. We're working towards it. Sometimes we make mistakes. We get back up. We seek forgiveness from God. We're trying to do our best. if things are a little bit tough for us, we shouldn't think that God has abandoned us. Allah Ta'ala tests us because He wants us to rise to higher stations. We should be reflecting on what we could do to improve, make amends, but we have to have hope. And when we have hope in Allah, then Allah is there for us. Point being that, brothers and sisters, when we come to these gatherings, this is an opportunity for us to not just be here, but to be here with our hearts and to be filled with gratitude that we have been chosen to be, inshallah, counted among those who mourned and grieved and participated in these gatherings to, inshallah, make our lives become more Husseini, more like Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Our topic over the last few nights has been the enlightened journey of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The reason why we went back in history and looked at certain people like Ahnaf ibn Qais, like Usama bin Zayd, the reason why we looked at the historical treatment of religion was to understand how Jahiliyyah had crept back into the Muslim society at the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. How an era of ignorance and a lifestyle of ignorance had set back into the Muslim community. And the reason why we want to understand that is because there's this burning question, which is how could this ummah allow the grandson of their very prophet to be killed and martyred while so few were supporting him? But the question we're having is not just historical. We want to connect it to our present times. That's why we've been making these connections with attitudes and ideologies and actions that people do in the modern era. Tonight, inshallah, my topic has to do with the Jahiliya custom of barbarism, meaning being somebody who just kills and oppresses other people. And I'm going to, inshallah, make a connection between how that was revived at the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and how we're facing the revival of barbarism in the modern era as well, and what we can do about that. You all know that the Jahiliyyah period was, meaning the Jahiliyyah period before Islam, was one which was filled with like the worst type of behaviors. People eating the worst type of foods, having the worst type of relationships. But maybe the most outstanding characteristic of the ignorance of the period of ignorance is the amount of killing that took place and the complete lack of respect for lives. People who study that period, they say that generally speaking, people's religion was very, you know, not organized. There wasn't any like set of like aqaid, like usul ad-din, like principles of religion when it came to the people of Jahiliyyah. But if you wanted to say they had a religion, and if you wanted to say what was the one rule in that religion, it was a rule that if somebody attacks you, you must take revenge on them. So we're told that, for example, one of the wars that dragged on for decades was caused by the camel of one tribe going to the pasture of another tribe and grazing on their fields. And when the other tribe saw that the camel had come, they fired an arrow and the arrow hit the hump of the camel, and this began an entire war. And the war continued to the point where the people who were originally involved, they had left this world. And now their generations after them were fighting, and some of them had even forgotten what the reason for their fighting was. It was filled with complete lack of respect for life. And then we have the revelation of Islam. Allah chooses those people and He sends to them our Prophet. And our Prophet brings them life, real life, by telling them who is a human being and how should human beings be treated.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim. غفور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.